सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। Today, Mahashivaratri, very, very auspicious festival performed by all the Vaidika Sanatana Dharma followers. This Mahashivaratri falls on 14th day of Krishna Paksha fortnight in the month of Phalguna, Phalguna Masa or Phalguna Masa, that which comes according to English calendar between February and March. On this auspicious day, the devotees dedicate their routine time for Abhishekam, Puja and Panchakshari Mantra. And on this day alone, generally sannyasa diksha also given to the disciples by their gurus. And any diksha also taken on this day, mantra diksha or any other type of dikshas are given. And the mantra chanting and throughout the night also people awake on Shivaratri day, because our Puranas say that Lingodbhava Kala, Lord Shiva comes in the form of Shivalinga, Udbhava Kala. Linga Udbhava Kala, they say. In Shiva Ashtottara Shatanamavadi, there is one Nama comes. Andhakasura Sudanayana Mahan. Andhakasura Sudanayana Maha means Namaha. O Lord Shiva, you are the destroyer of the demon who is known as Andhakasura. Andhakasura is a demon, a rakshasa, rakshasa only, because Andhakara represents Ajnana. Andhakasura is an asura, is always an evil, the traitors are evil minded people, all called as asuras. Andhakasura means here, andhakara is a blinding, that evil minded people always obstructs our spiritual journey, obstructs our favorable spiritual pursuits. Therefore, Ajnanam itself is a type of asura, is there in us. Lord Shiva, who is the destroyer of Andhakasura, Sudana means destroyer. These are all symbolically also presented. Of course, all our festivals are symbolically presented in different ways. Every festival has got its own disciplines or principles to be followed. Every person in this country who is born in this culture must have the clear knowledge about the festivals and their performance and their significance. Mechanically doing festival, following the disciplines, gives less phalam. But if you know the significance of that festival, how it brings mental refinement, emotional maturity in a person from childhood onwards throughout his life journey. A beautiful design given in our Puranas. That is very important to know that is festival significance. Not only knowing yourself about the festival, it is our prime job, duty, to teach our children in the family also. Significance of that festival. What is the background behind that? We have to know and explain to the children so that they value those festivals. Without knowing the importance of festivals, mechanically doing lifelong, it is not ideal. Therefore, elders in the family, grandparents, parents, teachers, all must have a high responsibility to give the knowledge of these festivals to our younger generations. We should not forget this prime responsibility. Now, next point I would like to mention about puja. All of us know the puja is of a different types. Different levels of puja is there. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi says, Chitta jam japa dhyanam uttamam. Even our Puranas also says, there are three types of pujas, kayaka puja, vachika puja and manasa puja. Kayaka puja means that puja you worship the Lord where your physical body is involved. Physical body, your limbs, hands are involved in offering that puja dravyam to the Lord. Your body, limbs are involved. It is called kayaka puja. Second level of puja, worshipping the Lord, is vachika puja. Along with the kayaka puja, you utter certain mantras verbally praising the Lord, that whom you are worshipping. That is called vachika puja. Kayaka puja is at gross level. Vachika puja is at verbal level, little subtler. Because kayaka is physical body, it is very gross, sthulam. And kayaka, you require some mantra uccharana, the shlokas, chanting, paddhati, you need that karma indriyam you use verbal, that is vagindriyam, you use that belongs to, that is karma indriyam belongs to sukshma shariram, subtle. So gross, to you refine yourself to verbal, vachika puja. Lot of mantras you chant. And third one is called manasa puja. Manasa means mentally you offer all whatever you do physically to the Lord, you offer mentally. Manasa, manasika manar. Mentally you offer. How can you offer mentally? You can imagine, you can visualize that Lord sitting and you are offering everything as you have done at Kayaka Puja level. There is one nice, beautiful story about that Manasa Puja. Adi Shankaracharya wrote a shlokas, five shlokas called Shiva Manasa Puja. Based on this, I would like to give that story first, then we'll go to Shiva Manasa Puja, how beautifully Acharya presents. Many of you know those shlokas also. The story runs like this. There was a Raja, king. The kingdom is there near Chennai only. Thirunendravur it is called. Thirunendravur, that name. There the king visualized, that means he got a vision. What vision that was? He saw a sadhu sitting under a tree. It came in his mind, just he in front of his eyes. Those days Rajas were so great, not modern our politicians. Those days Rajas were so much bhaktas, devotees. Therefore he saw a sadhu sitting under a tree, and he saw a message behind that sadhu. The message was, this sadhu is going to do a pratishtha of the Lord, and the muhurtam, the date also written there. Therefore the Raja, the king, should not do his temple consecration before that. It is written there. Then this Raja has completed, built a temple. He is going to do consecration ceremony, pratishtha of that deity in the temple. The same day, same time, this sadhu is also doing. Therefore, the king got a doubt. How this sadhu, without my permission, in my kingdom, he has constructed a temple? Where is this temple? Where is this sadhu? And this king went in search of that sadhu. The sadhu is sitting under a tree. Then sadhu was asked by that king. The king asked, how you have constructed a temple? Where is the material? Then that sadhu said, I built a temple in my mind from past 10 years. I was constructing the temple. I am going to do that consecration and so date. Where is it? How you have constructed? Tell me your plan. What is the type of architecture you have done? Then sadhu said, after consecration over, the pratishtha is over, I will tell you how to do that. Then Raja said, okay. The kings used to give a lot of respect to sadhus. Okay, you finish your temple consecration, then I will do it. Then Raja comes to know, the sadhu said, I constructed, built the temple in my heart. That is why the temple name is called Hridayalayeshwaranar. Hridaya Alayam. So its Hridayam itself is an Alayam. That Lord is the deity, Lord Shiva is sitting in his Hridayam. And he envisaged the temple, the puja, the consecration, everything. So that is the story. Then after that pratishtha, the sadhu gave his plan, how he built the temple in his mind to that king. This is the way the temple has to be. This is the place where I have done. All those things, the sadhu said. Then the king built that temple, and he did prana pratishtha, and he gave the name to the temple, Hridayalayeshwara. 2 days back I went purposefully to see that temple. It's a very old temple. From Chennai it is only 1.5 hours you have to travel. Just connected to that, this Shivamanasa puja comes in my mind. So I would like to give the meaning of this shlokas. I will read one shloka. Only 5 shlokas are there. Beautiful Manasa puja. First shloka I will read. रत्नैः कल्पितमासनं हिमजलैः स्नानं च दिव्यांबरं नानारत्नविभूषितं मृगमदा मोदांकितं चंदनं जाते चंपकबिल्वपत्ररचितं पुष्पं च धूपं तथा दीपं देवदयानिधे पशुपते हृत्कल्पितं गृह्यताम्. This is the first shloka. The devotee of Lord Shiva, Adi Shankaracharya, writes about the devotee, how you can take Adi Shankaracharya himself is doing that puja, Manasa puja. First, asanam samarpayami, we say. So when you are offering an asanam, ratnaih kalpitam asanam, I mentally offer you a throne studded with precious stones, ratnaihi kalpitam asanam. Asana means asyate, asyate iti asanam. Everyone used to sit, that is called asanam. That which is used to sit, and asanam. Because it is mentally offering, ratnaihi kalpitam. So when you are doing mentally, you can imagine all the best to the Lord to offer. This first gives asanam. Ratnai kalpitam asanam. Kalpitam means imagine. Only imagination, mentally imagine. So that is why in Manasa puja, many times when I take meditation, I give this type of meditation. So Manasa puja. Then snanam samarpayami, next. Himajalaihi snanam. Himajalaihi means snow melt water, Ganges. With Ganga water, if you want to give with hot water, hot spring water, you can imagine, because you take hot water bath. So whatever you like, you prefer, you can give to Bhagavan also. That is Himajalaihi snanam. After snanam, what? Vastram samarpayami divyambaram in the shloka. Himajalai snanam divyambaram, celestial robes. Nana Ratna Vibhushitam, decorated with varieties of gems. Nana Ratna Vibhushitam, Divyambaram, I offer to you, O Lord. Then, Mrigamada Modankitam Chandanam. So, after giving that Vastram to the Lord, you apply to the Chandan to, on the face of the Lord. What type of Chandanam? That is Mrigamada Ankitam Chandanam. Mrigamada means here musk deer, just as a tree bark produces some gum, thicky, you know, sticky gum comes from the tree. Like that some gum-like thing, kasturi we call it as kasturi, comes from the musk deer. It is called musk, kasturi. That musk deer mixed with deer of what you can call kasturi of that musk deer, from that we have taken, is mixed in the chandan, sandal paste. Sandal paste, sandalwood paste mixed with musk to anoint the body of the Lord, to the hands, to the face, etc. Ankitam, chandanam. Ankita means anointed, applied to the body of the Lord. So, chandanam. Then you have to supply kumkumam, viputi, etc. Mruga modankitam, amuda. Mruga mada amuda. Amuda means fragrance. Mruga mada amuda. Mada means here that kasturi. In Balaji temple, every day Tirupati, they apply that kasturi tilakam only to the Lord. Chandanam, they mix that kasturi. In many temples, they do that. Mrigamada modankitam chandanam. Then, flowers. Jati champaka bilva patra rajitam. The flowers, jati, a type of jasmine. Champaka, a type of yellowish flower. Bilva leaves, which are having medicinal power. Bilva patram. Rachitam means garland. Offer to you, O Lord. Jati champaka bilva patra rachitam. A creeper. Jati means jasmine, a type of jasmine. That which is in the tree is like a plant, it is creeper plant. Then champaka is a type of flower. Tatha deepam, then a flame. Dhupam plus deepam. Dhupam means incense sticks, fragrance which gives. Deepam means a flame, light, and a shining flame. Offer to you, O Lord. So, deepam and dhupam indicates they give fragrance, they don't remain anything. Camphor you put, nothing will remain. So, we have to offer our ahankara also to the Lord. So, to do puja, you have to retain your ahankara. As long as ahankara is there, you are in bondage. Therefore, how to come out of this bondage? You have to surrender to the Lord your ahankara also. So, therefore, in Manasa Puja, ahankara, that comes in the fourth shloka later. So, these are all Manasa Puja, first level of puja. Therefore, fourth level comes, Deepam Deva Dayanidhe. You are the ocean of compassion. He Deva Pashupate, O Lord of all beings, Hrit Kalpitam. This is important. Hridaye Kalpitam, Hrut Kalpitam means I have imagined this Kalpitam by me. Hrut Kalpitam, Grishyatam, may you receive. When I offer with all my Hrut Kalpitam, my heart and mind, wholeheartedly, whole. Whole. So, this is the first shloka. Now we'll go to the next shloka. After Alankara over, Deeparadhana over, then Naivedyam. In the second shloka, Naivedyam comes. We offer to Bhagavan Naivedyam, but we only eat. Bhagavan won't take pap. Okay.
Sauvarne Navaratna Khandarachite Patre Ghritam Payasam Bhakshyam Panchavidham Payodadhiyutam Rambhaphalam Panakam Shakanamayutam Jalam Ruchikaram Karpura Khandojvalam Tambulam Manasamaya Virachitam Bhaktya Prabho Swikuru.
Shankaracharya said in the first shloka, Grihyatam, may you receive. Now he says, He Prabho Swikuru, may you take what I am giving Naivedyam to you. Sauvarne Navaratna Khanda Rachite Patre Ghritam Payasam. First Payasam. Milk, kheer we say, the sweet prepared with milk, payasam made with clarified butter, full of ghee, ghritam payasam. If you put that ghee, nice smell comes. Where not ordinary, steel patram what you give. Mentally you are doing sauvarne, navaratna khanda rachitena. That bubble, which is a golden bowl, which is adorned with, decked with, inlaid with precious stones, full of precious stones around that golden bowl. In that there is payasam and you are offering to the Lord. That's why sauvarne navaratna khanda rachite patre ghritam payasam. Then, not only liquid, even solid food also. Bhakshyam panchavidham payodadhiyutam. Panchavidham bhakshyam. Five types of that food items you have to munch, masticate, crunchy food like we do puliyodarai, vadai, all those things, murukku chidai, etc. You can take like that. Bhakshyam panchavidham. Payodadhiyutam, and all five kinds of items are offered to you. Rambha phalam panakam, dadhi curds and paya and milk, kshiram also, and banana. Rambha phalam means banana. Rambha phalam panakam. Panakam means sweet water with jaggery. You mix it. Bhaksham panchavidham payodadhiyutam rambha phalam panakam. You know all these words, I need not explain elaborately. And fruits also. Phalam. With milk and curds. Then Shakanamayutam Jalam Ruchikaram. Shakanam means Shakanam Ayutam. Vegetables, different types of vegetables. Nearly Ayutam means 10,000 varieties of vegetables. That means many vegetables offered to you, cooked vegetables. Jalam ruchikaram, clean and tasty water. Karpura khandojvalam tambulam, betel leaf and nut mixed with camphor. All of this I am offering to you. How? manasa maya virachitam. Bhaktya, I offer to you mentally with great devotion. Bhaktya, hey Prabhu, Swikuru, may you receive all of them, O Lord. So every day, what we do for our sake, for this body, first we have to give for Bhagavan also. After taking bath, we have to offer to Bhagavan. This is the second sloka. So highly qualitative items you have to give. That is second verse, fully naivedyam. Then upachara. Third sloka comes. How honor?
Chetram cha marayor yugam vyajanakam cha adarshakam nirmalam veenabhiri mrudanga kahalakala gitam cha nrutyam tadham shashtangam pranatistutir bahuvida hetas samastam maya sankalpena samarpitam tava vibho pujam grihana prabho.
Now Acharya says, Acharya means Adi Shankaracharya only wrote this high Advaita Vedanta. We are listening in Upadesa Sahasri and all the highest Vedanta in Bhashyam and all. He comes down, he wrote hundreds and hundreds of shlokas like this. Therefore, we should not think once you go to Advaita, you don't have bhakti. You are a real bhakta. In Advaita is a real bhakta. Okay. Chatram chamarayor yugam vyajanakam. A pair of fans. Yugam means a pair of fans. Vyajanakam means fans. And chatram chamaram, an umbrella. And adarshakam, adarshakam nirmalam, mirror. Just as after doing lot of makeup and all, you stand in front of mirror. No, Bhagavan also you have to show. And asking him to get acknowledgement. Bhagavan, have I done properly or not? Look at your alankara. We are showing the. You might have seen in many temples how they show all this chatram and chamaram. Adarshakam mirror. Clean, a spotless mirror. Then afterwards, Bhagavan is Sangeeta Priyaha. Therefore, this Bhakta mentally offering the Sangeeta Vadya music. Veena Bheri Mridanga Kahala Kala. Musical performance. That's why in puja time they say Sangeeta Priya, Sangeeta Mavadharaya, they say in the temple. Then one singer will be there and they sing. Stotra Mavadharaya, like that they say. Here with musical performance accompanied by Veena, string instrument, and Bheri, a wind instrument, Mridanga, and which is a percussion instrument. Kahalakala, with all this, Geetam cha nrutyam tadha, the kolahalam. So all instruments are also there. Geetam, followed by dance performance also. Tadha nrutyam. Music as well as dance. That's why temples are meant for the propagation of music, dance, literature, art, music. Temple must be the center. Therefore, body is also a temple. You have to do all these things. Bhagavan is sitting inside. Geetam cha nrutyam tadha. Then, sashtanga pranatihi. Sashtanga means sashtanga namaskara, eight limbs are touching the floor. Sashtangam pranatihi, pranamam namaskara. and stutihi bahuvidha, praising the Lord, ashtanga namaskara, and this is manifold praising, bahuvidha stutihi, stotram avadharaya. You have to do lot of stotram, praising the Lord, glorifying the Lord. Etat samastam maya, these are all given by me. Sankalpena samarpitam, with a sankalpa, I am offering, samarpitam, offering to you, tava, to you, he vibho. O Bhagavan, pujam, I am offering, worshipping you in this manner. Grihana prabho, may you please receive this worship. The Lord of Prabhu means here, who is all pervading in everything. He is pervading in everything. Then next shloka is a unique shloka. For that purpose only, this Manasa Puja is very highly significant. I will read fourth shloka.
Atmatvam girija matis sahachara prana shariram griham pujate vishayopabhogarachana nidra samadhisthitihi sancharah padayo pradakshina vidhihi stotrani sarvagirah yadyat karma karomi tattadakhilam shambho tavaradhanam.
It is highly relevant for all of you because you are all Vedantic students. Now the devotee makes his or her body as a temple and saying that Atmatvam, O Lord, my I sense means I am, when I am telling I am, Aham is you, Aham, Atma means Aham, Tvam, you are. For the Lord, the body is the temple. Atmatvam, you know that shloka, often I quote, Deho Devalaya Proktaha, Jivo Devas Sanatanaha. That idea is presented here in this line. Then Girijamatihi, Atmatvam Girijamatihi. In this body there is mind. That mind is none other than, means my mind is Parvati. Wedded to you, the Parvati means you who represent Purusha. Parvati represent Prakriti. Every one of us a mixture of spirit and matter, Purusha and Prakriti. And Bhakta is totally surrendering himself. I am not there, you are only there, Bhagavan. There is only Ishvara, nothing else. Girija Matihi, Sahacharaha Pranaha, my five sense organs of knowledge, sense organs of action, and five pranas, five physiological functions, all of them, they are the servants to you. Because they are serving to me, no, this body, like that, my Sukshma Shariram completely is serving for you. Shariram Griham, my body is a abode for you, house for you. Shariram Griham, Atmatvam Girijamatis Sahachara, Prana Shariram Griham. Then, what are the entertainments for you? Pujate Vishayopabhogarachana. So, real puja, how I am doing through this body? Vishaya Upabhogarachana. I offer you all that my experiences, enjoyments, entertainments, whatever I am experiencing, puja te, they are the puja for you. That is why in one of my talk, Shivaratri, I think long before, life is worship. You can convert your life into worship. Throughout the day is a worship. Not sitting half an hour doing. Continuous life is a worship-like. So that is Pujate Vishaya Upabhoga Rachana. Then I am doing meditation. Nidra Samadhisthitihi. I go to sleep. The sleep state of is a resolution ground. My sleep is a state of resolution. I do not have anything. I never lose sight of you. That is the idea. You are not far away from me. I never lose sight of you. I will never miss you. Sancharah padayoho pradakshina vidhi. What is pradakshinam? Wherever I am going, that is pradakshinam for you. Wherever I move, wherever I go, my travel, everything is like a pradakshinam, Bhagavan, to you. Nidra samadhisthitihi sancharah padayoho. My movements of my legs, pradakshina vidhi. Around you. Stotrani sarva giraha. Beautiful. Whatever I speak, they are all stotrani, praising you. Stotrani. Anything that which I utter is in praise of you. Stotrani sarva giraha. Why to talk so much time? Yadyat karma karomi tattad akhilam shambho tavaradhanam. Yadyat karma. Whatever I do. Yadyat karma. That's why you should be very careful. When you offer like this, you have to do right actions. Maximum 99.999%. Okay. Unknowingly something happens wrongly. You ask, later sloka comes that. That means you have to be very careful, alert. Yadyat karma karomi tat tat akhilam. All those actions, tava aradhanam he shambho. It is a worship for you, O Lord. Tava aradhanam. Lord Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, Vibhuti Yoga, yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhushi dadasi yat nar. Yat tapasyasi kaunteya mat kurushva madarpanam. Like that, this bhakta is now total surrender. Therefore, Bhagavan, where my mind goes, there you are. Whatever I do, this is everything for you, because atmatvam, myself, is nothing but you only. What a great surrender, you see. It's a real bhakti. I don't want to be away from the Lord. I don't want to stand separate from the Lord. How can I be away from the Lord? So this is called aikyam, or type of aikyam only. Then next shloka. Last shloka. Karacharanakritam va kayajam karmajam va shravana nayanajam va manasam va paratham vihitam avihitam va sarvametat kshamasva jaya jaya karunabdhe shri mahadeva shambho. Last and final one. After doing everything in the temple also, priest says, mantra doshe, kriya lope, kala lope, niyama lope, shraddha lope, like that the priest also chant last after puja. Like this, after manasa puja, the bhakta also saying the same thing. Karacharana kritam va, whatever is done by... Vak, kaya, kayajam karmajam va. Whatever done by me, that actions, karma indriyani, karmajam, legs and hands, etc. And vihitam ahitam, vak kaya means verbally and physically. Kara charana kritam va kayajam karmajam va vak kaya karmajam, born out of my actions, born out of what? Physically, by legs and hands, and verbally, through my mouth. All of them. What type of action? Vihitam, avihitam. Whatever omissions and commissions done by me. Vihitam means what are all prescribed by Shastra. Elderly people, right actions, vihitam, prescribed by Shastra. Avihitam means prohibited actions, omissions, not performing whatever is vihitam, also caused to sin. Whatever I do, which are prohibited by Shastra, I will get commission, or omission, commission. By performing right actions, vihita karma, you get punyam. By performing wrong actions, you get papam, Shastra says. Omission means avoiding the vihita karma, prescribed actions. Commission means doing wrong actions, getting a lot of demerits, papam. So commission means two ways we have to take. Avoiding prohibited actions is important. Performing right actions, vihita karma, is important. I do not know, oh Lord, I might have done any vihitam, avihitam. Performing good actions also I might have done, and wrong actions also I might have done through karacharana, with my hands and legs, vak, kayajam, karmajam, speech, sense organs, organs of action, and mind. Manasam va aparadham, by thought level also. Thought level also, wrong thoughts, lowly thoughts, meager thoughts. Suppose manasa aparadham, by mind, whatever I may have done with reverence to enjoined enjoined actions, with reference to enjoined actions, without reverence. Okay, enjoined means prescribed actions. If I avoid, I don't have a reverence and artha. Without reverence, I have done, suppose, prohibited actions. That is why what to see, what not to see, when to see, how to see, what to talk, what not to talk, what to eat, what not to eat, what to think, what not to think. All these are rules and regulations are there. Etat sarvam kshamasva. Please forgive them all. So bhakta is begging the Lord. Karacharana kritam va kayajam karmajam va. Shravana nayanajam, by my shravanam ears, if I heard what I should not hear, shravana nayanam, if I saw anything what I should not see, manasam, mentally also, vihitam avihitam va, sarvam etat kshamasva, show mercy upon me. Jaya Jaya Karunabdhe, oh, ocean of mercy. You are the ocean of compassion, mercy, O Lord Mahadeva. Jaya Jaya, I salute to you, glorify you. Jaya Jaya, He Karunabdhe Mahadeva Shambho. So, these type of manasa pujas, dhyana shlokas, manasa, puja, shlokas are there for every deity. So here it is on Lord Shiva. This shloka is highly relevant for all Vedantic students. Atmatvam girijamati sahacharaha prana shariram griham pujate vishayopabhoga rachana nidra samadhisthitihi sancharah padayo pradakshina vidhi stotrani sarvagiraha yadyat karma karomi tattadhakilam shambho tavaradhanam. That shloka is highly significant shloka. Then asking Bhagavan, please excuse me if I have done any mistakes. So this is called humility. I have to show in front of God, accepting the Ishvara's presence everywhere. Overall, we have to understand in our Puranas, great Bhaktas, how they worshipped Lord, how they surrendered to Lord. In our Vedanta classes also I say, world dependence to God dependence. Depend on God. Rely on Ishvara. Ishvara alone is there. His Maya Shakti alone in the form of body-mind complex. So learn to see Ekarupa first in the form of either Shiva or Vishnu or Devi, whomever you want to worship, you love, whatever form you can worship. And Ekarupa to Vishwarupa in the Brahmanda, that Ishvara alone in every form. How God is in the form of universe, Purusha Suktam says, Padosya Vishwa Bhutani Tripadasyamrutam Divi. So Ishvara's order this is. You have not created, I have not created. Everything is going on cosmic order. Dayananda Swamiji says, Ishvara's order. Be aligned with this Ishvara's order in this cosmos. The moment you rely upon Ishvara, you align with Ishvara, your life is peaceful. You are free from all psychological depression, oppression, suppression. So Bhagavan is the best psychiatrist for human mental problems. That's why in our country, in every gramam if you go, everywhere temple. Why? People think we are mad of temples, worship and all. No. We don't want psychiatrists, doctors charging the fees, going to the doctor and giving medicines, taking for depression, so many medicines. Why? Share all your emotions, pour in front of Ishvara. All your troubles, problems, whatever mental turmoil is there, just pour in front of Him. See that you will get solution definitely. No doubt in that. Why I am giving guarantee card? Many bhaktas did like that. Why not I like that? We should think like that. That is why you will start doing right action, right thinking, right way talking. Then that comes under karma. That karma will give phalam later. So this type of worship, bhakti, slowly change my personality. Bring transformation in my thinking, in my actions, in my life. That bhakti is very, very important. Devotee, devotion and deity. That is my triad. I am first related to Bhagavan. Then only father-mother relation has come. World dependence to God dependence. Once you rely upon God totally, surrender to Him, your ahankara you have to drop. Ahankara is the biggest. Ahankara means here ego. I am, the body identity, mind identity, emotional identity, family identity, these are the strong, powerful things which makes your life more miserable. How you must have some cushion, like Ishwara alone is the cushion. Otherwise, the bumps like problems in my life, day-to-day life, how can I face? Who will give solace to me? If I want to go and share with anyone, they are also having many problems, more than what I have. How can I share? To whom I can share? Who can solve my problems? Only Bhagavan. Bhagavan only will solve all problems. He will take care of you. Sharanagata dinartha paritrana parayana. You take Devi or Shiva or Krishna or Vishnu, whomever you worship, Bhagavan is one, Ishwara is one. Ishwara is one only. Different names are there. Different forms of worship. This type of devotion as a deity, I take any form, fine. But as a devotee, I must be pure devotion, artha bhakti to arthaarthi bhakti to jignasu bhakti. Then God dependence is there. Bhagavan will come in the form of a guru. Guru dependence. That guru shows who is real Ishwara. Guru tells you who is real Ishwara. What is the nature of Ishwara? And what is the nature of you also? How you and Ishwara are identical also, Guru tells. Then Guru dependence to Atma dependence, Self dependence. This is our journey. First you depend on the world for some time until you get mental maturity. As a young boy or girl, you have to depend upon parents. You have to depend upon teachers, elders. For some time, world dependency is required. But don't end up with worldly dependence. Depend on God. Totally. Back rest is only Bhagavan. Lean upon Bhagavan. Naan irukke, bhayam edukke, solvar Bhagavan. So when I am there, why you have to worry? Bhagavan is telling, no worry, don't worry. I am free from worry. Bhagavan is there, He will take care of. Do your best, He will take care of. God dependence, Guru dependence, Guru show guidance. The guide is the Guru. How to drop this ahankara? How to get that freedom? I am free from sorrow. I don't have sorrow at all. I don't have problems at all. I don't need any solution also. That comes only through Shastra study. That's what Guru does. Shastra Guru does. All other intermediary gurus are also, in life we meet, they're all guides only. Every guru is a guide. But ultimate, final guru is Shastra Guru. Shastra Guru alone is the final guru where your pursuit will end. Culmination, ultimate pursuit, moksha. The Shastra Guru is the ultimate guru. Therefore, on this auspicious day, we have learned that Shiva Manasa Puja, written by Adi Shankaracharya, and be as a bhakta. Every jnani is a bhakta first. Later only became a jnani. There is no spirituality without devotion. Devotion and spirituality will go together. That's why religious life is very, very important. Following all festivals, disciplines, mantra japa, and chanting, everything also. And when you come to Shastra more, you give time for Shastra. If you have completed all chantings, you can chant Bhagavad Gita. You can chant Upanishadic mantras. Thus, this is the culmination. With this, I conclude on this auspicious Mahashivaratri day. I pray to Lord Shiva to bless all of you with Jnana Vairagyam. First Vairagyam, then Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. With this, I will conclude my talk. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.